I still think it's Armstrong, said Vera. Don't you feel all the time that someone is watching us? I read a story once about two judges who came to a small town in the United States. They judged people there and sent them to their deaths. But they didn't come from this world.
I don't believe in things like that, said Lombard.
I'm not sure.
After a short silence, Lombard said very quietly, You're worried. So you did kill that boy. There was a man that you loved. Was that it?
Yes, there was a man.
Vera agreed in a tired voice. Suddenly, a terrible noise shook the ground, and they heard a cry from the house. Philip wanted to go and see. Vera was frightened, but she followed. They found Blore lying outside, dead on the ground. Next to him was a large piece of stone. Vera realized what it was.
It's the clock from my room, she said. It's terribly heavy.
She looked up.
Look, the window in my room is open.
She was silent, and then she said,
The clock was shaped like a wild animal.
Now we know, Lombard said. Armstrong is hiding somewhere in the house. I'm going to get him.
Don't be stupid, said Vera. It's us now. We're next. He wants us to look for him.
You're right, but I've got this.
He showed her the gun that he had in his pocket.
But don't you realise Armstrong is crazy, said Vera.
After a silence, Lombard said, Tonight we must find a place on the top of the island and sit there until morning. We can't go to sleep.